Insider every Tuesday, and this is Tuesday,
not Monday.
On the Tom Joyner Morning Show, Kevin Frazier's Entertainment Report is brought to you by Crest Pro Health Clinical Plaque Control Toothpaste. It not only reduces plaque, it also is clinically proven to help keep plaque from coming back.
Get out of here, plaque.
Helping you keep.
Don't even come back in here.
Helping you keep the dental office clean for longer.
Get out of here, plaque.
Kevin Frazier from our Los Angeles studios. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Did you catch Men in Black this weekend?
Yes.
I promised I was.
He told Will.
He said to Will he was going.
And Will didn't even ask him to go see the movie. He promised.
He said he was going, Kevin.
I didn't go.
Wow. Well, it was a good weekend for Men in Black. Yes, I mean, they made $70 million stateside, $200 million worldwide. They are the box office champ. But they underperformed because one executive that I talked to said that the movie, just to pay off everybody, just so everybody gets their piece, and after they pay off all the little other folks out there, has to gross around $600 million worldwide to break even.
Where did they put that in that movie?
God.
I saw. So did you see $600 million in that
movie? I did not.
So while they were hoping, and most people thought they might hit 80, maybe even 90 million this weekend, because it's a 3-day weekend, and they made the 70, it underperformed a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
So how much did Will make?
But nobody, there you go. Once everybody is going to get paid off, once they do DVD sales and everything, they just have to get to $600 million just to break even. And that's according to one well-placed movie executive I talked to. They're off and running, but they need to win a couple of weeks if they're going to stay in the mix. Just to get it so everybody can, because at the end of the day, remember, movies are made to make money.
Not to entertain.
Again, what did Will make for that movie?
Yeah, sounds like Will took all the money.
That was one of our discussions on Friday, Kevin. How much is Will making per movie these days? Do you know?
Well, I will tell you this. I mean, Will is helping produce this one. And keep in mind, everything that Will does now, he's producing. Right. So it's not like Will stars in a movie anymore. Everything goes back to Will producing it. So Will's always getting back end money. And that's why he's a great promoter of movies worldwide. But they have a lot of money to make so that everybody makes their money. Let me talk about something else that happened this weekend, the K-Viva finale. And for those of you who followed the show, it's, you know what? It's entertaining. Uh-huh. It's entertaining. Well, J-Lo and Mark Anthony were reunited in Vegas. They held hands. They embraced. They've loved each other up throughout this. Now, I was with Mark last week with his new girlfriend, Shannon DeLima, 24-year-old Venezuelan beauty.
Ahead.
Right. And you know what? We were back. Yeah, he was like, take that, J-Lo. You got Casper with you? We'll take Shannon. Get a whole dose of her. And let me tell you something. He is not shy about showing her off. I was backstage with her. I mean, if Mark went to the bathroom, she held his hand and walked with him. Everywhere they went, they were together. I don't know what she's doing, but boy, she's taking care of him. And when he sang, she stood right by the stage and looked at him. And so, you know, they both moved on. And while J-Lo has flaunted, while she's flaunted Casper in everybody's face, Mark's doing okay. He's fine. He was laughing and yucking it up with all his boys. David Beckham was back.
That's the way you're supposed to do it. We were just talking about this earlier.
If you break up with your fine, you should have double fine when you step out.
You step out. Yeah.
That's a rule.
Well, he went double fine and young.
And double young, almost.
He's in the bonus round.
I'm not really mad at him. But I was kind of shocked. And so I asked him, you know, how are things going? He said, listen, everything's cool.
You couldn't see how things were going?
Well, no, I see. But have you ever been to a Mark Anthony concert?
Yes.
If you go to a Mark Anthony,
nothing but fine
women throwing everything they can at Mark Anthony.
And he works, too.
He works hard.
Man, he works hard.
He has a good show.
I've seen his show live.
So, you know, I asked him, I said, how are you doing? He said, as you can see, I'm doing fantastic. I was like, well, how are things, you know, how are you
Captain
and Jennifer
Obvious.
Handling things? He said, that, you know what, we both still love each other and we are in this for the kids, so we're taking care of the kids. So I love that they both got their younger little side thing right now, but they reunited this weekend. They were very affectionate, very loving. I know deep down inside, though, Mark has got to be a little salty about Casper, but he's moving on. One other thing I got to say is that if you are in D.C. all day long, be cognizant, lots of street closures, because the godfather of Go-Go, Chuck Brown, is lying in state at Howard University. And if you listen, if you went to an HBCU, you knew someone from D.C. who played Go-Go music all the time.
All they played.
Who loved Go-Go music.
Oh, my and God. Really that's all
wear you out with it.
They wore you out with it.
They would wear you out. That's right. And since I'm from the D.C. area, I grew up with Chuck Brown, grew up on Chuck Brown. He will be missed, but he'll be laying in state at Howard University all day today. If you love Go-Go music and you're in the D.C. area, go see Chuck Brown. If not, play a little bit of Chuck Brown.
Show you right.
Work. Show you. Thank you for all those people out there.
Just to get what you need sometime.
I knew y'all love Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
Down inside. And I know sometimes you got to throw on a little Chuck to get everybody moving and grooving. So go see Chuck. We miss you, Chuck. Rest in peace. And maybe y'all need to go see Men in Black 3 or 4 times so that Will and everybody
can bring it up. How much did Will make?
A lot. You should have asked him for a loan when he came on the show.
Yeah.
Take that, Jaden.
All the way to the bank.
Okay.
All right. Kevin Frazier, every day on The Insider, every Tuesday on the TJMS with Entertainment News.